Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2012 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. Today, I've got great news to share with you on flood insurance, an issue realtors have long been advocating for. On June 29th, both the Senate and House passed the Biggert Waters Flood Insurance Reform Act of 2012, which reauthorizes the National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, for the next 5 years. This is the culmination of a successful multi-year realtor campaign and a final push at NAR's mid-year legislative rally and meetings in May. Thanks to the reauthorization, communities across the country can enjoy economic certainty and confidence that temporary extensions of the program were, by definition, unable to offer. All of you made this happen. Through your years of hard work, by answering our calls for action, and by keeping up the momentum on this issue with our legislators. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To give you some perspective on what a significant moment this is, since 2008, Congress had been extending the National Flood Insurance Program a few months at a time. Twice, this led to shutdowns, including one that stalled more than 40,000 transactions in June 2010 alone. Reauthorization means that business owners will continue to have access to the NFIP and not have to take their chances in the virtually non-existent private market for flood insurance. This would have been particularly problematic in the 21,000 communities across the country where flood insurance is required by law for a mortgage. The bill ensures that the program will continue long-term for more than 5.6 million business and homeowners who rely on it. It means taxpayers will spend less on federal assistance for flood disasters over the long run. The reauthorization will also bring more accurate floodplain mapping so that the industry can better target where flood insurance is required and where it's not. On top of that, property owners will benefit from an improved appeals process to challenge the accuracy of the floodplain map that the federal government is using for their area. Now, this five-year reauthorization includes provisions to make further improvements to the entire flood insurance program over time. You can be sure that NAR will carefully monitor the implementation of flood insurance and look out for reforms to strengthen the program over time. If something needs changing, we'll know it and act on it. Lastly, we appreciate the hard work of our friends on Capitol Hill. The reauthorization is a great example of members on both sides of the aisle coming together to work out their differences when the need is there. For more information, go to realtor.org/topics and look up the National Flood Insurance Program. One quick mention before I wrap up. Make sure you tune in to our newly relaunched Commercial Intelligence Briefing podcast series. Every 2 weeks, you'll hear from industry leaders who are part of NAR's Commercial Signature Series. In the podcasts, they'll be discussing, identifying, and reporting on the latest trends, innovative business practices, and the future of commercial real estate. Commercial Intelligence Briefings can be downloaded to your smartphone or audio player to playback at your convenience. Go to realtor.org/podcasts to listen now. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. And be sure and join me for my next podcast on August 28th. And in the meantime, be sure to go to realtor.org/commercial for all your commercial sector news and information. And don't forget to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. Thanks, and have a great day.